Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Russia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board, and you can't have missed it today. The new foods all announced for the Minnesota State Fair. There's an official list. There are new foods not on the list. There are new vendors. It's a little overwhelming, but we have one of the new vendors with us at CCO here to talk about the first time that they'll have their own booth at the fair. Saturday Dumpling Co. Peter Bien is with us, the co-founder. Peter, congratulations on getting in the fair.
Thank you. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
How's it feel being a part of like such a massive tradition here in Minnesota?
It's great. You know, we'll see what the madness brings. 12 days. Usually we go one, maybe two at the most every single year. And now we're going to be there all 12 days. So we'll see. It's going to be herding cats, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Saturday Dumpling Co. started in the COVID era and became huge online, people picking up the drops of those dumplings. And now today you have how many brick-and-mortar locations?
We've got two brick-and-mortar locations, one in South Minneapolis on 54th and Penn, our newest location, that one is. We have the one in Northeast, our first brick-and-mortar on Central Avenue and Hennepin in Northeast. And we have a food stall in Malcolm Yards on campus.
So you guys are going to be in the food building at the state fair.
Going to be in the food building.
You have a little state fair experience with a product that you made with O'Gara's, right?
We did, yes. So last year we made O'Gara's new fair food item. It was called a pot of gold. It was a dumpling popper, a completely new item that we did in collaboration with them. It was filled with cheesy mashed potatoes. And we have a meat rendition of that at our stall this year.
Ah, so the experience, do you think the experience of going through that with O'Gara's before, obviously different from having your own stand and having to staff it, but do you think that prepared you at all for this?
Production-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Execution-wise, we'll see this year. Last year we were joking and we were saying, you know, me and my wife Linda, we were like, you know, this is the best way to approach the fair. We just make them. They do what they're good at. We do what we're good at. And then the fair called, you know, maybe 2-3 months ago. And, you know, you have to say yes to the fair. So here we are.
If you say no once, that phone never rings again, right?
That's what I've heard. I don't know, but I don't know how many people say no.
Right. Right. Why did you say yes? So they reached out to you. Boy, is that going to tick off people who've been scratching and trying desperately to get into the fair.
Well, you know, we had our application in 3 years ago, you know, follow up every year and just see what's available. And then I think O'Gara's really showed them something that we were able to not only produce en masse and have consistency and keep the lines flowing and also produce a product that was consistent.
I thought it was good. I know it was sort of controversial last year, but I liked it.
Yeah.
I think some people thought it was like too dense.
Like too dense or too mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of learnings there on the production side. It was like a new item. So I think this year is going to be a lot better. And, you know, I think it was like the perfect space. The food building closes an hour earlier, opens an hour later. So good way to ease into the food scene at the fair.
Peter runs Saturday Dumpling Co. with his wife, Linda. You brought some of the new products. Obviously, everything's new for you this year, but you make dumplings all the time. So this is not like, oh gosh, like how are we going to do this?
Yeah, it's not crazy. Production we've kind of handled.
What are the products you said? One is based sort of on that dumpling popper you did last year.
So that is our meat-filled item. It is a cheesy Chinese sausage dumpling popper. So it's filled with a sweet and savory La Chong Chinese sausage, provolone, and it's deep fried.
Mm-hmm.
A little crispy on the outside,
Mm.
you know, nice and cheesy on the inside. And we're serving that with just a simple sweet and sour dipping sauce.
Easy, delicious. You'll be able to crank these out. It's shareable.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah.
Those are some of the factors you think of. Having something shareable, I think, is key myself when I'm out at the fair.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're coming in big groups. You're trying to eat as much as possible, you know. So having something that's bite-sized, finger food is always beneficial in our minds.
What's this next? This wonton wrapper.
Yeah, this is our sweet offering. It is a deep-fried ube cheesecake wonton. It's topped with sweetened condensed milk and Biscoff cookie crumbles. And inside is a ube cheesecake cream cheese filling.
Some people are going to say, what is ube?
Yeah, exactly.
It's purple.
I mean, it's purple. It's taro. You know, some people call it taro. Some people call it ube. It's
sort of sweet potato adjacent, I guess.
Yeah, potato, sweet potato. It's a tuber, so it takes on like a lot of like the flavors that you put with it.
Right.
So, you know, we have a little nutmeg in there. We have a little sugar just to sweeten it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And some vanilla as well.
That is very good. The consistent, my mouth is watering, so it's hard to talk. The consistency, it's so sweet.
Yeah.
But like the ube sort of brings in a little earthiness to it, so it's not a sugar bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's bright purple. Like, people are going to go nuts with that.
I hope so. Yeah, ube is one of those ingredients right now that's kind of...
it is hot.
Hot and trendy right now. So
I saw a couple...
We're trying to ride the wave.
There are a couple ube items on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fun. It's visually enjoyable, I think. And like you said, it's a good base for different
flavors. I hope
so.
Yeah. That's what we're counting on.
Peter Bien, Saturday Dumpling Company. You're in the food building. You're going to have to hire people to come out there and work, right?
Absolutely. If you hop on to SaturdayDumpling.com on the top banner, you'll see careers, and we welcome any and all people to come and apply.
Did you grow up here in Minnesota?
I did. Went to high school, Mounds View High School, up in Shoreview in Arden Hills.
And so when you think about that, like, family story, growing up here in Minnesota, having your chance to have, like, have your food at the state fair.
I mean, it's pretty cool to think about, you know, coming full circle, being at the fair every single year, seeing, you know, some of the restaurateurs that we look up to, both in like the fine dining area and people like Stephanie Schimp, as well as, you know, our friends over at Baba's.
Yeah.
Seeing them do the fair.
Did you ask for advice from any of these guys if you should do it or not?
I certainly will be, you know, now that the news is out. So, you know, we'll take whatever help that we can get. And then seeing, you know, longstanding people like Chris O'Gara, you know, and Danny O'Gara over there, you know, and we're close too. So it's nice having people that we can lean on.
It's going to be a wild ride for sure, and you still are keeping your regular operations open,
too. All three locations are going to be cranking out dumplings.
Where is the production kitchen? Where are you doing
the production kitchen is in our first location, still in Northeast.
Is it cramped in there?
It is very cramped. Right. Yes. We have off-site storage now, but all the production is still, you know, for like 90% of it is still handmade, hand-cranked out. Each dumpling still touches the, you know, each hand of our production crew.
So. I mean, the advantage of this type of food is that you can stockpile this stuff for the fair, and then you're frying it on site, right?
If we had to make these a la minute or day of, I mean...
Forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the temperatures and everything.
Execution,
like that.
Though, you never know, and it gets hot in that food building,
hey,
that's for sure.
I'm sure we're going to get thrown a couple of crazy curveballs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you never
looking
know.
Forward to it.
It's fun, man. I'm really happy for you. Congratulations. You have a beverage, too, that's going to be a part of it?
We do, yeah. I mean, both to cool us down and cool the fairgoers down, it is a salted mango yuzuade. So, you know, a little salty, a little sweet. It'll be on ice. And we love it. I think this one's going to be a sleeper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The mango on a hot day, holy moly,
yeah,
that's going to
exactly.
go like nuts. Yeah. The beverages, I do think like the non-alcoholic, more creative beverages you're seeing, it's pretty cool. Makes it fun for people.
Yeah, I think the industry as a whole is kind of trending that direction. So, you know, leaning into it, with fun flavors like yuzu and mango. I don't think you can go wrong.
Peter, really fun to have you here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lots of food coverage at WCCORadio.com. We have the full list of new State Fair foods there for you. Also, I have created a list at MinnesotaMonthly.com, the ridiculous ranking of these new foods without me trying them. Here's just a ranking. Also, videos on social media of my top 10 and the six that made me a little mad. The six I'm a little disturbed with. Which do you think is getting better traffic online, Peter?
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah, the Haterade. Like,
I'm sure it's the latter.
Yeah, of course. No doubt about it. Thanks, Peter. To Russia Eats here on CCO. Thanks to the Minnesota Pork Board. Back in just a minute.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
So I have to tell you, being a food critic on the day that the new food lists come out for the State Fair, it's days like this that I wish like I had like an intern or a helper or something. Because I got a heads up 2 days ago that the State Fair was going to release this today. But it's all very secret, and they don't give you a heads up. They just publish it at 6:20 or in the morning. And so it's a race, right? In the internet world, you want to be first or you want to have a unique perspective or whatever. So I got up at like 6:45 because I don't cut and paste the list and just put it on my put my name under it and write one paragraph and call it a day. I do something far more stupid. I write this long list where I have ranked the new foods at the fair. And then I write some little snarky or loving or whatever remark about it. And that's at MinnesotaMonthly.com. You'll be able to see it. But that took me about 2 hours, Dan, to write that today. And do you guys ever have that moment when you write something where then you hit publish? Or you hit save, or you hit send, or you hit whatever, and you hold your breath. Because the computer system that Minnesota Monthly uses, one would think it's from the same people that bring us the Odyssey computer systems. So I hit send on it and just pray. You're like, I hope this doesn't just boot me out and I have to start over. Now, I had a backup. But, you know, you put all these photos in here and list and on and on and on. And then all day you have everybody reaching out who's ticked off that like I put them at the bottom of the list. So like I have a video, which like on this show, I don't mind irritating you guys a little bit. Like these are small businesses. You sort of hate to be like, well, this sounds like crap, you know? But like my loyalty is to the people, is to the people. And if I think something sounds like crap, I'm going to tell you. Also, the whole enterprise is fraudulent, right? Because I don't know if these things are good or not. I haven't tried them. It's kind of fun. Fun day, fun stuff. Get you thinking about the fair for sure. Chris Saliza is going to join us at the top of the hour, our political expert, political analyst. And we're talking about Graham Plattner. Some comparisons to Jesse Ventura and Michelle Tafoya. Interesting conversation with Saliza coming up. Continental Diamond Time Check. It is 4:57. Time to get that pre-owned luxury timepiece you've been dreaming of.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.